Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Do people really care that much? I don't know. I'm always amazed how much people care about the halftime show. But Tony is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tony. Tony. No good.
Sorry, I left you hanging there. That's not like me.
Ned is in Oxford and next. Hello, Ned.
Ned.
There's a problem on our end. And apparently our phones are down now. All right, well, there you go. Hey, I want to, before I had a chance, I did want to ask you a question. College football this weekend. Penn State, Oregon on Saturday night. Everybody has talked at length about James Franklin's record against top 10 teams, and it goes in the books as another loss to a top 10 team. Any thoughts on that game?
Hysterical. He is 4-21. His teams are 4-21 against top 10 teams. So that's 16% winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
See what they did there? Mm-hmm. Fast math. They were behind into the fourth quarter by a couple of touchdowns. They came storming back, force overtime, and looks like they got it. You know, they get a stop on a two-point conversion, and then they get the ball and they try to come in and score, and it gets picked off. And it was, I don't know, it's kind of poetic. I enjoyed it very much. I don't like James Franklin. I like Oregon. I kind of like Dan Lanning. I think he's a really good coach. And then you've got the local connection with the quarterback and Dante Moore and wanting him to play well. So I was just smiling ear to ear watching that.
So Dan Lanning's post-game interview was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Very emotional.
Had a lot of people talking about what the hell was going on there because he was jittery. As far as James Franklin's concerned, the weird thing is, you know, having been out there a lot, I like Penn State. I like the campus. Mostly I like the fans. I like the stadium, even though it's a weird place. But it's a fun road trip to make. There's a lot to like about Penn State. And I'm not the biggest James Franklin fan. I started to feel guilty about it because I'm like, why am I wishing this man ill will? There's something else that's starting to happen with Penn State that I'm growing accustomed to, and that is Penn State's next great quarterback doesn't seem to turn out to be that great. Whether it was Christian Hackenberg or Trace McSorley, and now Drew Aller, who... I don't know what to make of him. Everybody tells me he's really good. And you last week, we started talking about him. You cited his stats and said there's something to be desired here about what he's done against some of these bad teams he's played. And he threw over 137 yards in that game against Oregon and threw that pick, which, you know, was a play that looked like it was going nowhere. Probably should have been a throwaway in the first place. But Is that becoming a bit of a pattern? Penn State's next great quarterback isn't panning out?
I don't know. I mean, you could say that about a lot of universities where the quarterback gets hyped up. So, but with Penn State, they haven't had a decent quarterback in the NFL since, what, Kerry Collins?
Yeah, maybe.
But they're not known as quarterback U. They're known as linebacker U. And they've always produced some pretty good players. But, yeah, this quarterback comes in. He's a seasoned veteran. He's got his running back tandem with him. They went out and they got some transfer portal wide receivers that were highly thought of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they fall flat offensively. They just, meh. And it's kind of Penn State offensively in a nutshell in my lifetime. Like, they have a moment here or there, but it's never been like this, watch this juggernaut march down the field time and time and time and time again. And in large part, it's because in the big games you want to see that happen, they're 4-21.
Yep.
James Franklin is he's a guy that can recruit. There's no question. And they can beat up on bad teams, but when it comes to the time to show up against the good teams, it just doesn't happen. And, you know, is it good enough for Penn State to keep having him as their head coach if they go 10-2 every year but they don't do anything in the playoffs? Or are they going to demand a higher standard, Doug?
I kind of wonder if James Franklin is just going to go, maybe I'll go somewhere else. Maybe I'll go somewhere else.
Well, I don't know what kind of pressure he's feeling
there. I'm not, like, I don't cover that team. Yeah. I have no idea whether it's
I don't know if the fans are really, you know, rebelling against him and saying, enough of this guy. He's got to go. Occasionally you'll see a viral video of fans yelling at him, and then he returns the fire. It's like, you're so stupid. Just block out the noise. But we've made fun of James Franklin for years because of the phony factor.
Yeah.
The hold me back, guys. I have to lead you out in the field.
Yeah.
I got to get in front of you guys. I mean, I would imagine some of those players, their eyes have to roll like, oh my God, here we go again with this coach. And there has to be a fan base that does that too. But, you know, the majority of the fan base probably likes him because they put a double digit win totals almost every year.
Paul's in Auburn Hills and next on 97.1. Hi, Paul.
Happy Monday, fellas. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, just wanted to talk about beating the Indians. I noticed we actually bunted against Boston. And do you guys already talk about that?
No.
No, okay. So we won a game in Boston. Meadows bunted. Totally took the Red Sox by surprise. You know, the Lions have had great success, you know, going against the grain in certain situations. I'm just wondering, is Hinge going to employ anything to mix it up? Because it seems like we're getting the same results, taking the same approach. And boy, is it nice when you see somebody try to, you know, do something different to push some runs across.
So he's a big fan of being steady, you know, and not getting, you know, overreacting to things, send a consistent message. But maybe, I mean, look, he's looking for answers. And I'll be very, very intrigued to see if that means there's anything interesting starting tomorrow in the postseason. I don't know, Paul.
Paul, are you going to see Riley Green do that? No.
Probably
you're not going to see Riley Green as Prince of Torkelson or Kerry Carpenter laying down a bunt. But if you get somebody like Parker Meadows, could you? Maybe. You know, there are certain guys I think you would ask to do it, and the guys are like, no way am I going to ask this guy to bunt.
Yeah, and, you know, they always talk about putting guys in a position to succeed. Well, Meadows, who's scuffling, he's got the legs, he's fast, you know. Put down a bunt and
well,
see
he
if
did.
He can spark something.
All right,
yeah.
All
right. Well, good. Let's see some more of that, creativity, yeah?
Well, look,
if the situation calls for it, I mean, you're not going to do it with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Two outs.
No, and you're not going to do it if somebody's not a good bunter.
You're not likely to do it with nobody on base. I think you like the opportunity for him to put the ball in play and beat it out with his legs without having to bunt.
Look, these are desperate times. It has been a historic free fall. And they've managed to get new life here by actually qualifying, which is something that was very much in doubt there for a minute. And now it's up to, and they had no margin for error when it was all said and done. It's up to them to see if they can return to what they did. I don't know. Like, if you want to get back to what you were, do you shake things up? Is that the right thing to do? I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm at a loss of what happened with the Tigers, who authentically went from looking like the best team in baseball, whether they were or they weren't, you can make a case, to now authentically looking like the worst team in baseball. I mean, it is the biggest blown lead, so in many ways, unprecedented. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. We get some start times, by the way, for those waiting. Michigan State and UCLA is already set as a nooner. So we're waiting on Michigan and USC for that
game. I believe it's a night game. I don't know if I saw what time it was.
Has it been determined?
I thought I saw somebody say that it was supposed to be a night game, but I don't know if that means 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Or
I think it's like a 7:30 or something like that.
Because this is the rumor, but has that been confirmed?
It was, I have to look it up, guys.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let me get in touch with the play-by-play voice. See if I can find out.
I don't think anything gets confirmed till 1, but there is a rumor that it will be a night game, which is interesting. When I saw Gary Danielson at the Nebraska game, he said, "We'll see you guys at USC," which is a CBS 3:30 start. But maybe things have changed, or maybe he was wrong, or maybe he was presuming.
Jim Comperoni from SpartanMag.com just said that Jonathan Smith, Michigan State head coach, said that second-string linebacker Brady Pretzloff is out for the season with an undisclosed injury. He didn't make the trip to USC, and now he's been ruled out for the year. That sucks.
It's too bad.
WDIV has the Michigan game versus USC at 7:30 kickoff on NBC.
All right, well, we'll see if that is correct at 1 o'clock. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.